Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We are talking here with Mr. Vernon Dozier. Vernon Dozier of Belmar Academy has won quite a few championship football games with the ball club, and has also has been a part of their academic staff as a teacher. And you were running afoul, I guess, recently, Mr. Dozier, of the Los Angeles. It was some bad publicity. All right, this was at the Home Depot Center. This is where soccer is played, right, in Dominguez Hills?
Yeah, the Home Depot Center is a soccer field that is in the Dominguez Hills area. It's where the Los Angeles professional soccer team plays.
And were you helping a friend of yours? He was scoring?
Yeah, I was down there helping Paul Guyberson. He's a friend of mine, did some scoring for the Galaxy, and they were playing one of their games there. And I was doing some spotting. I was identifying player numbers for him and so forth in the press box.
All right, now, this, was there an altercation at the end of the game, or did you just give a comment to a reporter?
Well, I don't know what happened. I know what I said. I did not mean to be wrong, and that I was quoted by this reporter, and then I had to defend myself.
Well, the game ended, and the fans had filed out.
The game had ended. And the fans were filing out, and my friend Paul is completing the scoring, and I noticed that the stadium was near empty, and that there was quite a bit of refuse, as there is left behind at many ball games. There are wrappers and so forth in the stands.
Okay.
So I was very surprised in a way, because I said to Paul, you know that most of the people who come to these soccer games are either Hispanic, they're either Mexican or they're El Salvadoran. That's generally the case here in Los Angeles. And I said to him, if you think about it, and this is exactly what I said, the stadium should be spotless when those people leave, because, and I didn't think it was anything groundbreaking, you know, that I said.
Why?
Well, because the average Hispanic, Phil, here in Los Angeles, does an awful lot of domestic work, which includes cleaning people's houses. And so these great many fine people of the Mexican country keep houses clean.
So your comment was, why does the stadium look so dirty when the Mexican people do a lot of work cleaning houses?
Well, it wasn't quite like that. I wondered aloud. I said, well, why would the stadium look like this when there are so many Mexican and El Salvadoran people here who are engaged in domestic work?
All right, now this guy says to you, can I quote you?
Yes, he said, and I thought that he thought it was a good idea.
But the gentleman that asked you that told you he was working for the LA Times.
Well, yes, but I didn't think he was a reporter. Okay, and that's what I told the school board when they suspended me.
What did you? If the guy says to you, I work for the LA Times, can I quote you, what did you think?
I honestly didn't think he was a reporter.
Anyway. Well, what did you think he did?
I thought that he delivered the paper. He said, yeah. I said to him, in fact, I said, do you deliver the papers? He said, you better believe it. He says, I'm going to deliver it tomorrow. And that's where I thought.
Well, obviously he's being sarcastic.
Well, I guess he was, but I felt I was blindsided.
Well, you got a call, right, from the school board?
I got a call from Dr. Sheriffin, who is one of the board members, and he's not on the school board, it's the administration board of directors, and he said they had my picture on the front page of the LA Times sports section, and the photo, and it says, Belmar Academy coach quoted at Galaxy game, the Mexican fans should clean up after themselves. They do a pretty good job in your house.
And do you feel you were misquoted?
Well, let me tell you, I felt that I was characterized in a way that was insulting, and I have been suspended from my job, a job that I love very much, because I said something that I think is obvious to the Hispanic people and something I think they would be very proud of, because I've got white bosses. They immediately want to be politically correct, and so they suspend me.
All right, so you're asking to be taken off of suspension?
Yes, I want to be taken off of suspension, and I'm also... want to know, just, you know, if this was such a bad thing to say, okay, then how is it that I'm also going to be having a fiesta at my home in Glendale where the Hispanics can come and see that I'm a friend of the entire Hispanic community, and there's going to be everything there for you, and I'm going to be you know, and I'll pick up the trash at my own party if they want. And that's what I told them.
All right, Mr. Dozier, we're going to take some phone calls if we could. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Do you feel that what you said was a racist comment? Because
not at all.
Because many people will say this is indicative of a sort of tacit racism that a lot of people have.
There is nothing racist about speculating out loud. Why would a soccer stadium that is primarily attended by Mexican and El Salvadoran people, who also, many of them make their living cleaning up, not cleaning up, but, you know, cleaning people's houses, why would that be a wrong thing to say? Now, when they suspended me, I asked them why, and they said that I had made a racist comment. And I said, man, I sure don't get that. And then I looked at Dr. Stepton, who I was telling you about. I said, I know you have a woman that comes in and cleans your house. Where is she from? And he said, that's none of, you know, that's not the point. So if I said something wrong, then I apologize. But how is it if I'm racist, I'm having a fiesta?
Well, when you say you're having a fiesta, the people I talked to at the school board said that this fiesta was put together after you got suspended. In other words...
Well, that's not the case.
In other words, you put together this fiesta to make it look like you were a friend of the Hispanic community.
That's not exactly the case. I had the invitations. I was going to mail them out. The fact that I mailed them out after the suspension, they are seizing on that to make it look like I, you know, planned it after I got suspended.
But you wrote up invitations for a Mexican fiesta at your house, and you had planned this fiesta before you made the comment, how come this stadium's so dirty, most of these Mexican and El Salvadoran fans clean up houses, why can't they clean the stadium?
That is correct, yes, sir.
You planned that fiesta before you said that?
That is my recollection, yes. And
all right, I'm looking at the invitation to the fiesta. Tacos, tamales, a piñata... Sounds pretty standard, huh?
Yeah, that's what they eat. And
well, I would say to you that it's possible that this sounds almost too pat. Like a fiesta with tacos, tamales, and a piñata sounds almost like the Lucy Ricardo version of a fiesta, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying. No, sir, I don't know what you're saying. And what about the fact that I'm going to clean up the party myself?
Well, you're going to clean up the party yourself.
Even though the people that I'm inviting are all Mexican and El Salvadoran, and they could very well clean it up better than me.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier, a football coach from Belmar Academy, also one of the teachers there, made a comment to a Los Angeles Times reporter at a soccer game. The stadium here looks so dirty. I wonder why, since all the fans are Mexican and El Salvadoran, and they do such a good job cleaning houses. 1-800...
Well, that's not exactly what I said, sir.
Well, that's what was quoted here in the paper. That's all I'm telling you. What did you say?
I said to him... I was saying it to Paul. I wasn't saying it to this reporter. I said, look at how dirty the stadium is when you think about the fact that there's Mexicans and El Salvadorans who go to this game. It would be cleaner.
Well, there's not substantially much difference between that and the quote that was in the paper. 1-800...
Well, that's a matter of opinion, sir.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. George, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
Yeah, I just want to comment about the guy that you have on now. And, you know, like, I go to Dodger Stadium and, you know, watch baseball games. And there's mostly, you know, white and blacks and everybody else out there, and Hispanics. And when they leave out there, the field is just as dirty.
Yeah, because you do have a larger number of whites and blacks.
Yes.
But when you go to a soccer game, it's all Mexicans and El Salvadorans.
Yeah, but no, not all the time.
You haven't been to any soccer games. So you
yes,
don't know.
I have.
No, you haven't.
Listen, I've been to the same arena you've been to, and I've also
you
been
have.
Over to the baseball
okay.
field over there.
Where's
and
it located?
Just as dirty.
Where's it located?
You know?
Where's it located?
It's located in Carson.
You've been to a
it's
soccer game?
Dominguez Hill.
Why are you going
college.
To, why are you going to soccer games?
Yeah. I've been to them before. I've even been to hockey games before. And
well,
it was
I don't
just
understand
as dirty.
That.
It was just as dirty when I went to go see the Kings.
Sir,
play.
You're missing my point.
No, the
why
point
is it dirty if there's so many El Salvadorans and Mexicans going there? I'm saying you would think that it would be cleaner since there's nothing but Mexicans going there.
Let this gentleman finish.
Well, he's not hearing what I'm saying, sir.
Okay. May I finish, sir?
Yes, go right ahead.
All I'm trying to say is you cannot say, because a certain ethnic background of people are going to a certain game or like a certain sport, just because they work doing an ethnic background, work like, you know, clean houses and stuff like that, you shouldn't say they should be the ones that clean up the stadium after a game, because they do hire janitors to clean up the stadium.
Yes,
and
sir,
that's their job.
All I did, sir, was speculate out loud.
Yeah.
It's funny that the stadium's dirty, considering there's so many Mexicans and El Salvadorans that go to the games.
Yeah, but that was wrong. You shouldn't do that.
Wait a minute. How's that wrong to simply speculate out loud? You'd think it'd be cleaner, given the fact these folks clean a lot of houses.
Uh-uh. No, why? Because they have janitors there, sir.
I just explained it to you, because you'd think
they have janitors. Do they have janitors? Say yes or no.
All right, I'll answer your question. Yes, they do. Now
okay,
you need to answer. Now you need to answer my question.
I'll be glad to.
Okay. And I don't mean anything by this, but I am very curious.
Okay.
Why are you going to hockey games?
What's wrong with going to a hockey game? I've been to a hockey game. If I were to see the Kings play, I like them. I like
is
sports.
Is it not? Sir,
I used to coach baseball.
Is it not unusual?
Okay?
Is it not unusual?
I used to coach baseball.
All right.
I used to be the vice president of one of the Little League baseball games.
All right, I understand that. But
okay.
Isn't it unusual for a man...
Sir, even after Little League baseball games, the parks are dirty.
Can I ask you a question? Isn't it unusual for a person of the African descendancy to go to a...
Go to a hockey game? You must be joking me. What's wrong with it?
What are you talking about? You know, you see black folks at hockey games all the time.
I'm black, and I like going to hockey games. It's fun. To me, I like all sports. All sports, okay?
Hockey
is one of the most hardest games to play.
Well,
it's hard to hit that little puck and through the goalie. It's a hard sport. You got to skate on ice. You got to hit that doggone puck. There's somebody to block you, slam you up against the wall. It's a hard game to play. It's fun watching.
All right, sir, but my understanding was that a lot of
people... And I'm black, but I just like to watch hockey.
All right,
with it?
But my understanding is a lot of you can't take the cold, and so I was...
Oh, come on, will you?
A lot of us can't take the cold.
What does that mean?
You must be out of your mind.
No, sir, I'm not saying...
What statistic have you got that from, sir? What book?
Sir, I'm not saying...
What scientific evidence or proof do you have that blacks cannot take the cold?
Sir, I'm not saying you shouldn't go to a hockey game. Please don't misunderstand. I'm curious as to why.
Yeah, but you just said you couldn't take the cold.
That's what I read somewhere. All right.
Oh, what did you read?
Well, that's
that
the most asinine thing. That's the most asinine thing ever. Look, you know, there's black hockey players.
Yeah.
Well, I know they had the one guy.
What do you mean the one?
No, they have more than one.
There've been plenty of all-star black hockey. Grant Fuhr, Willie O'Ree. There've been a lot of guys.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
All right, George. Listen, I appreciate.
Well, all I'm saying is. Do you go to hockey games because you think it's funny to look a bunch of white boys hit each other's teeth out?
I'm saying I like the sport.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right, sir.
I can take the cold. What about you?
Because I'm white, I'm more prone to be able to take it. And
look at that. That's
so what you're saying is because you're white, you're more prone to take the cold, and blacks are not. So we can only take the heat. Is
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Dozier. How come if black people can't take the cold that the Green Bay Packers, who've had so many black players, have done so well?
Thank you.
Well, that's
you can't really
say because they've got heaters on the sideline.
Oh, come on.
They don't have heaters on the field.
All right. Listen, George, thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
See, what's happening here is what happens in a lot of these programs. You get a guest on to gang up on him.
No, sir, I'm not. Let's get back to what it was you were saying. You made a comment at the soccer game. I wonder why the stadium is so dirty after the game when there are so many Mexicans and El Salvadorans that go to the game.
Yes, sir.
Because most of them clean houses for a living, so you'd think they'd leave it cleaner.
Yes, sir.
But you just said to the guy, you know they have hired janitors.
Yes, however, and here's my point, and this I should have said this to the guy I was talking to, because this would have shut him down totally. Okay, listen to this. If the Mexicans and El Salvadorans do what they... I'm not saying they do it best, but if they would pretend like they're just cleaning someone's house and clean it up, their ticket prices would go down because they wouldn't have to hire the janitors. See, if I'd have said that to that guy I just talked to, that would have shut him down cold. God.
All right, 1-800-449-86. I don't think so. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. This guy wants his, Mr. Dozier wants his job back. He's been suspended at Belmar Academy for comments that made it into the LA Times at a LA Galaxy game. He said, I wonder why the stadium is so filled with wrappers and beer cups when most of the fans are Mexican and El Salvadoran and they clean houses for a living. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I think it is so unfair that I've spent so many years in the educational field. I've got a baseball team out here right now that I am. These are some Pony League players that I help coach. They're taking batting practice in the batting cage. I've got black players here, Hispanic players here. I'm not talking about. I'm just saying that the Mexican and El Salvadoran people that just come over, and a lot of them do clean houses. Now, if they do, one would think it's a logical step to keep the soccer stadium clean after they leave a game. They would just unconsciously pick up their beer cup. That's all.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Now, here's a lady named Jimena. Is that your name, hon?
Yes.
Yeah, go right ahead. You're on the air with Vernon Dozier.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to comment on this.
Certainly.
Oh, here we go.
Well, what does that mean?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
I went to the game of the D.C. United and Chelsea.
Yes.
And I pay a high price for my ticket. I am Hispanic. And all around me were sitting white Americans. And also Hispanics. And you cannot say that because the Hispanics attend the game, the stadium is dirty. When you see all around
No, I didn't say that, ma'am. I said that everybody leaves a stadium dirty. Everybody does that. I was saying that when the Mexican folks, you'd figure because they clean houses so good, they'd pick up their cups. Now, I'm not saying that that's what you do. I don't say you clean a house. You know.
Well, look, you're saying, Jimena, what do you do for a living?
I am a chef. I am retired now.
You're a chair?
Yes, chef.
You're a chair.
No, I'm not a chair. I am a chef. I am a cook.
Oh, you're a chef. I'm sorry, and I thought you were hired to sit in a chair-like position in someone's home and people would sit in you.
You see, that's what is wrong with you. Because you are giving the idea that Hispanics are dirty.
No,
that
ma'am.
That is not true.
No, ma'am. No, Hispanic people are clean. That's why it's surprising that they leave a soccer stadium so dirty, see?
That is not true, because it's not only Hispanics that attend the game. It's,
what about that, yeah? Why don't the white folks pick up?
Well, here's the thing.
Everybody should pick up. Everybody should pick up, and the stadium will not be dirty.
Jimena, do you cook for a family?
I don't cook for anyone now. I'm retired.
Oh, okay. Well, now...
What does that mean?
I just thought maybe she was a chef for a rich... Jimena, this is Vernon Dozier, and thank you very deeply for your call. You're very kind to call and speak with me. I wanted to just make this point, if I could. Number one, I believe the Mexican and El Salvadoran people are great people, and they will make a wonderful contribution to our country.
They already have,
yes. And many of the new ones coming over are starting out by making this kind of a contribution. Just let's pick up some garbage in someone's house. I think that's great. Why not do it also in a soccer stadium? That way the white folks don't have to worry about it.
No, come on for a minute. Why don't the white folks...
The white folks should be as clean as the Mexicans and the Salvadorians. Let me tell you, I have worked for white folks.
Yeah,
and white folks... as dirty as anybody
else. Yeah,
but
why do we have to be clean when we hire you to...
You see, that is your problem.
Oh, man.
You are a racist. You are putting down Mexicans. You are putting down Spanish-speaking people.
How's that a put-down when I say that you're cleaner?
White Americans' homes, you will see how some white Americans live.
Ma'am,
don't tell
how's
me that
racist?
White Americans, all you white Americans are very nice and very clean.
How is it racist if I'm saying basically I'm not as good as picking up a beer cup as you are? So in other words,
maybe you should start doing that, and maybe you should teach your children.
Well, what are you saying? In other words, because white folks can't pick a beer cup up as good than the Mexican people should?
We all know the story of white folks.
Well, if I can't pick a beer cup up, all right, well, you've got a
Goodbye.
Very good point. Thank you very much, dear.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Joins me, a high school football coach, also a academic, part of the academic staff at Belmar Academy. You were at the professional soccer game. You saw the stadium was kind of messy. You made the comment, since there's so many Mexicans and El Salvadorans here and they do so much house cleaning, why don't they clean the stadium up? Now, you have been talking to me here for the last half an hour, and this was quoted in the L.A. Times. You got suspended from your job.
That is correct.
For saying this. And yet, for the last half hour, you don't know what's wrong with what you said, even though you've had caller after caller telling you.
Phil, I will admit to you that it could be perceived that what I said was wrong. But that just doesn't jibe with the facts. I'm having a full-scale fiesta at my home. I even have sent over to your studio a sample of the music that Mr. Dykeman has said he will play.
What is this, bud?
Music he said.
And if he would play that right now. This is the music that we'll play. We are going to have an entire Mexican fiesta at my home. All right, how can I be a racist if I am planning on having a fiesta and inviting Mexicans into my home? Something that rarely happens among the the whites. The other thing that I would say is...
What, are you listening to what you're saying?
Kill the music, please. Could you have him kill that?
Kill it, bud.
What am I saying?
I'm inviting Mexicans into my home. I'm having a full fiesta.
Yes. What am I saying?
You sound like you're pandering. You sound like you're...
Oh, Mr. Henry, this has been made into the fact that an L.A. Times reporter... And let me tell you something else. If I'd known that guy was a Mexican, I never would have commented to him. Okay, that's number one.
Well, did you not... How do you mean? What do you mean?
Turns out he's Hispanic. His mother's Hispanic, but he has a Anglo last name. The other thing is...
Well, if I'd known he'd been... The number one thing that you did do is you quoted, and you also said, I thought you were out delivering papers. Now, that's what you said. 1-800-449-8686. Go to Marco. Marco, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you for letting me in. I've never been on any shows. I listened to Roger 10 years and O'Reilly. But this dude, he's wacko, man. I am from Spain. My name is Marco Israeli, and I like soccer, and I have a lot of friends that like soccer. They pay one-fifth of their weekly salary to take the kids to the game. They pay much more than the Caucasian would pay to go to the game. Why should they be cleaning up? Why would they have to take...
I didn't say they should clean up.
Excuse me. Why would they have... Just give me 30 more seconds.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why would they have to take their job to the game? The tickets are the same. Even if you're an Al-Qaeda member, you go, the ticket is the same. If you're from Spain, if you're from... Whatever, the ticket is the same. There is an allotment made for the janitorial services. This is creating jobs for whoever cleans up the stadium, sir.
Well,
and
here's
that's all
the
I
deal.
Gotta say.
Here's the thing.
And if you're having a big party for the Mexicans, what songs are you going to program for the Hondurans? I'm not a Honduran. I'm
just
playing.
I just played it for you.
So let me know what song you're going to program for the
right
Hondurans.
Here, right there.
You got all the Mexicans all squared up with a piñata. What are you going to do for the Hondurans?
I'll just
hang up and listen, sir.
Are you hearing the music? That's what I'm doing for Mexicans.
He said Hondurans.
Right here.
Same music?
Yes.
And what about the people from Spain?
I've got that right here.
Okay, and what about the people from Portugal?
Hit it.
And the people from Argentina?
Open your eyes and get a big look.
All right, and what about the people from Chile?
Open up and swallow.
So it's all the same music.
No, it's not the same. I understand there's cultural differences. I'm sorry. I try to get some of that Bolivian flute music, so hang me. Jesus.
What do you mean Bolivian flute music?
The music that those Bolivians that wear the derby hats play. I don't know what they do. They wear derbies and they wear ponchos. I don't know. It's some kind of a freaky Laurel and Hardy cult they've got up there. I don't know. It must be the thin air.
What is?
You've never seen them wear the derby hats.
That's not a derby hat, man. It's like a hat, a traditional hat that they wear. It's not with some freaky Laurel and Hardy cult.
I thought they were big on Laurel and Hardy up there. Forgive me.
See, that music is not Honduran music. That is a certain kind of mariachi or ranchero music. And that's indigenous to Mexico. And that's that.
I understand, sir.
1-800-449-8686. This is Brian. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a coach and athletic director in the state of Texas, and I'm kind of dumbfounded with some statements that I'm hearing.
I thought as an educator, I mean, well, first of all, you're a coach, right?
Yes, sir, coach, I am. I coach baseball and football.
Okay, so do I.
All right.
And you know, as a coach and as an educator, that if this is coach, you're under a great deal. You're under a microscope, right?
Oh, without question, I know that, yeah.
Okay, so first of all, the small question, why did you put yourself in that situation? Was it a mistake that you said it, or was it?
All I said was, it's surprising the stadium's got so many beer cups in it. Well, you'd think a lot of these people that clean houses for a living would pick up after themselves.
Okay, but couldn't you see how that could be misconstrued? You're an educated and smart man.
Well, I do see that.
Couldn't you see how that could be misconstrued?
Yes, sir, I do. And that's why I made the announcement that I'm having the full bore fiesta at my house. And they're still crucifying me.
Wait a minute.
You think that's going to be good enough to get your job back and everything else?
Well, what else can I do? I told them.
They are asking for an apology.
I said to them, I'm sorry.
Well, what you said, and let me quote, and Brian, you'll be interested in this. Here's what you said. This is in the paper.
Well, I know it's in the paper.
Oh, no, you said, I'm sorry, they're too stupid to understand what I had to say.
Yes, sir, that's what I said.
That's not an apology. You're calling them stupid.
Okay, let's go by that for a second. One more thing. On as an educator and as a coach, you're an example to your student-athletes?
Of course we are, yes, sir.
Okay, so is that teaching a student-athlete anything? Is that doing any good to develop a young man's mind or a young female's mind and making statements like that?
Well, it probably isn't, but that's why I've hired a lot of these mariachis to come and stroll through my backyard.
See, you're taking this as a joke, too.
What does that mean?
You're taking this as a joke.
How am I joking when I said I'm trying to get back the goodwill of the Hispanics in our school by having the first annual Vernon Dozier Full Bore Fiesta, where we're going to...
Well, look, having tacos and mariachi strolling around a backyard...
See, everything that I do, people say it ain't good enough.
Well, you know, my whole point is you didn't set an example that you need. Your school district probably took that you didn't set the example, so you rightfully got removed from your job.
You're right. And, I'm not going to argue with you. You're right. I made a stupid comment. It was picked up by a newspaper that tries to make people look bad. And, boy, they've done a good job of making our soldiers in Iraq look bad, and so they're making Vernon Dozier look bad. And
Wait a minute. The L.A. Times quoted you correctly.
The L.A. Times goes out of their way to make every human being that tries to make a difference for the good, bad. They do it to our soldiers. They're doing.
Let's not hook yourself up with the Iraqi soldiers.
Okay. So because I support our troops, now I'm being crucified. Is that it?
No, man. This is what you're talking about. And you're talking about two things that are totally two different.
I'm having a fiesta.
Yeah.
That's all.
You're having a fiesta.
Well, you're telling me that I think I'm full of crap. Okay. But
all right, look at Brian. I got to take a break here. I appreciate your call. The L.A. Times quoted you properly.
All right, I'm sorry for what I said, and I never should have said it to the reporter. And what can I say? It was a stupid thing to say. But I told him that I was going to have the full bore fiesta.
I don't even know what a full bore fiesta is.
I'm going full out Mexican for a solid week. My house is going to be nothing but Corona bottles on the front lawn. Now, if people don't...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's worst nightmare. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
That's great. See, I got a kid here, and he is going to make that guy Palmeiro look like a brown bagger. I got a kid just knocking hell out of the ball here, Phil.
All right, so you understand that what you said was wrong about the El Salvadorans and the Mexicans cleaning up after themselves at soccer games?
Yeah. Jesus. How long are you going to bust my castanets on that? Or is that racist, too, because I said castanet? You know,
you were in the L.A. Times, man, and you're an educator, and you got suspended from your job. They want an apology.
Well, what am I supposed to say? How am I supposed to apologize?
You can say, I am sorry that I made a very ill-considered comment to a reporter of the Los Angeles Times.
And that's it. I'm going to get my job back.
Well, what are they asking for?
They're asking for an apology. I don't know if that's going to be good enough. Let me tell you a little something about people, Mr. Hendry. When they find out that they get it in their head, you've said something racist, you have to crawl through broken glass and feces just to get...
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No, you think I'm kidding? If they get it in their head that you're a racist and you need to apologize for something, they're going to make you eat peanuts out of somebody's...
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Angel. Hello, Angel. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. First of all, I have a couple of things to say to that guy and to you.
Yes, sir.
First of all, this guy is just plain ignorant.
Wait a minute. How am I ignorant? I said I'll apologize. I just don't know how
much. No, for a second, I don't want an apology from you. We're not. I don't even want to hear an apology. Just plain ignorance. An apology from you does not mean anything.
Well, there's no way I could apologize anyway because I'd have to crawl through a...
Phil, to you, what I want to say to you is I can't believe you've given this guy so much airtime.
Well, I'm trying to get an apology out of this guy.
No, we don't want an apology from this guy.
What's this weak stuff?
You're giving him so much airtime.
This guy's speaking for the whole Mexican...
making insults, and it seems to me that you keep promoting this guy to keep saying all these stupid comments. So,
right.
I mean,
Mr. Dozier, hey, Angel, be quiet for a minute. Mr. Dozier...
you just told that Mexican to be quiet. Now he's going to sue you.
All right, look it. If you want me to hang up on you, I will.
What do you want me to say that'll apologize to the... There's no way I can apologize to them. They want me to be hung by my gonads at noon.
Phil.
Jesus.
Phil.
Yes, sir.
You know, I listen to the station every day. Not necessarily your show, but I listen to the station earlier for the sports. And I can't believe that we would have somebody like you allowing this guy
on
the air and keep saying all these stupid comments.
Well,
I mean,
the story was in the L.A. Times.
Mr. Henry, I was not aware I'm on a sport. Is this a sports station that I'm on?
You're on 105 stations across the country right now. Some are sports, some are news talk, some are entertainment, etc.
If I knew that I was going to be on the Lakers station, I never would have consented to this interview. Phil Jackson deflowered my sister. And I...
All right. You want to get in the L.A. Times again?
I'm telling you that Jackson took my sister out, whispered sweet nothings in her ear, and had to bend over a long way to do that, friend.
Hey, Phil.
And, hey, who's there? Is this the guy still cleaning my house?
Will you hold on for a minute? Now, what?
I'm just telling you that Phil Jackson took my sister out and handed her a box. She thought there was a ring in it. Well, guess what? Guess again. 2 Dramamine so she wouldn't gag. And
all right, that's it. I'm hanging up on him.
You hung up on me, huh? How come we could still hear the batting cage?
Get out of here. Handed her a box. She thought there was a ring. It was 2 Dramamine. What?
He demands to be back on.
I don't want to talk to the guy.
He's demanding or he's going to talk to Mr. Hall.
Yeah?
I think it's a hell of a thing for you to hang up on. Are you telling me, I just want to be clear, am I on the Lakers station?
Yes, this is the Lakers station in L.A. In some other towns, it's some other station. It's the Devil Rays station in Tampa. It's the Heat station in Miami. It's all over the place.
Boy, I'll tell you what. You got a pair on you to put me on the Lakers station. Phil Jackson took my baby sister out. Took her out and had his way with her. Him and Kobe Bryant. Now, let me just say...
All right, it's done. 1-800-449-8686. Dramamine.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Is he in the bathroom now?
Yes.
And are we on the air?
Yeah, go ahead. Hurry up.
Okay, Mr. Hendry's in the bathroom. My name is Vernon Dozier. I'm a head coach at Bradley Military Academy. Bradley Military Academy. That's where that retard goes. At Belmar Academy, a Catholic high school in Glendale, California. All right, look. Phil Jackson took my baby sister, Peggy Ann, out. Took her out for what he called burgers and a shake.
Yeah?
Yeah. You want to know what Phil Jackson's idea of meat and 2 buns is?
What are you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm sorry, nothing.
Well, why'd you turn that off all of a sudden?
Oh, nothing.
You saw me walk in the room, and I saw you turn something off.
I didn't do anything.
Why are you laughing?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing? Ow! Tell me!
Because I had Vernon Dozier on, you said that Phil Jackson took his sister Peggy in and out, and he put his, something about a slab of meat and 2 buns. Ow!
Then what?
Then you hung up as soon as you walked in.
What did I tell you about putting people on the air without me talking to them first?
You told me I had to do it.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.